Trump to offer fix for shutdown and border humanitarian crisis. By Neil Munro on January 18, 2019. President Donald Trump will offer another compromise deal on Saturday to end the shutdown over the border wall. And Democrats will approve $1.1 billion to buy extra surveillance technology and additional immigration judges, according to Friday evening media reports. CBS reported. A senior administration official told CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett that Mr. Trump will present what the White House believes could be a deal to end the shutdown. The deal was largely influenced by talks between Vice President Mike Pence, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Trump's son-in-law and senior adviser Jared Kushner. Kushner and Pence met with McConnell in the Senate Majority Leader's office on Thursday evening. The proposal will be made via 3 p.m. presidential announcement from the White House. The New York Times reported that the Democratic proposal would not add any money for the border fence, despite Trump's repeated push for $5.7 billion or his compromise offer of $2.5 billion. Trump's request for $5.7 billion in 2019 would buy an extra 234 miles of border fence on the 2,000-mile border. Washington. House Democrats have added more than $1 billion in border-related spending to a package of funding bills that would reopen most of the government. About half the money, $524 million, would be for additional infrastructure at ports of entry on the border, one Democrat said, speaking on the condition of anonymity because the plans have not been formally announced, while $563 million more would be inserted to fund 75 immigration judges, who adjudicate the claims of migrants who make asylum claims at the border. Trump posted two tweets on Friday night, including a hinted description of the proposed compromise. Trump said, "Everything we are asking for, whether it is the wall or barrier, whether it is the technology, whether it is the drug detecting equipment, this is what law enforcement wants, this is what they need. Wait until you see the results. They'll be proud of it and will be even prouder." On January 9, Kushner and Pence met with a group of Business First GOP senators, led by Senator Lindsey Graham. The GOP senators urged the White House to swap an amnesty for perhaps 3 million DACA illegals in exchange for a few billion dollars for the border wall. Media reports on the proposal did not say the senators backed Trump's call for vital reforms to block the migration of poor Central Americans into the United States via the multiple catch-and-release rules in border law. Since January 9, Graham has repeatedly urged Trump to give up his wage-boosting Hire American policy to get wall funding. In the zigzag talks, Trump has already given several concessions to the Democrats, who have not offered anything in exchange. The New York Times report about an extra $1.1 billion in border security spending is a minor concession. The public, and nearly all legislators, strongly support the deployment of drug detection technology. Democrats hate Trump's border wall because they see it as a symbolic public rejection of their plans to impose greater diversity on Americans. The wall is an immorality, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. "It is not who we are as a nation," she said January 3. Via Twitter, pro-migrant activists shared their worries about the nature of Trump's offers, which follow several prior concessions by Trump, including a decision to build a fence of steel slats instead of the proposed concrete wall, which is loathed by pro-migration Democrats. Pro-American activists posted their worries. Ann Coulter repeated her warnings on Friday against an amnesty deal.